Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we report the world, however difficult the issue, however hard to reach. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Deine Katze und du, ihr seid ein starkes Team. Und auch deine Allergie ändert daran nichts. Denn wir von Purina bringen euch wieder näher zusammen. Mit Purina Pro Plan Live Clear, der ersten und einzigen Katzennahrung, die nachweislich Allergene reduziert. Hat alles, was deine Katze braucht und neutralisiert die Allergene auf ihren Haaren und Hautschuppen. Schon ab der dritten Fütterungswoche. Purina Pro Plan Live Clear. Jetzt entdecken. Im Tierbedarf und auf shop.purina.de.
If you're hearing this, you're probably already listening to in-depth stories on BBC Podcasts. But did you know that you can listen to them without ads? Get award-winning storytelling from the BBC like World of Secrets, Believe in Magic and Uncanny, plus other great BBC podcasts from news to history to comedy, all ad-free. Simply subscribe to BBC Podcast Premium on Apple Podcasts or listen to Amazon Music with a Prime membership. Spend less time on ads and more time with BBC Podcasts.
That's meant to be the sound of a lion roaring as it runs across my screen. It costs about $400 US, and in TikTok money, many thousand coins. Donations like this help fund what's known as the big tribal game.
Actually, we have been waiting for the game almost 3 to 4 months. All the money I received, I'm not spending for myself, for my family, or for my school fee. I'm just spending on TikTok.
Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service. I'm Jack Goodman for BBC Trending, and this week we're looking at the cost of an addiction to Somali TikTok games.
And if you haven't watched them much, you may think these people are talking about something that cannot exist.
Somalis in East Africa and in the diaspora are watching TikTok live streams where influencers from different clans battle each other for money to defend their clan's honour. Thousands of dollars are being spent on these virtual events. In some games, more than 100,000 people have tuned in. But the type of insults exchanged by rival clans, arguing over the past, is causing concern over inflaming divisions in the community.
I have seen a lot of neighbors who used to live together in a humble way, who used to share plates, are now divided.
Who's taking part, and why are these games so popular? It goes beyond mere entertainment, and the power of these influencers seems to be getting out of control. We'll hear from a woman who became addicted to giving virtual gifts to influencers, and she tells us about her experience being threatened with online image abuse.
They find who you are. They grab your family photos, your picture, and they say, I'm gonna expose you.
Meet Zara, a Somali-American student who lives in the United States. Zara is not her real name, and we are using the voice of an actor to protect her identity. She's talking about an influencer representing a Somali clan getting ready for a big game. The winner would become the queen of TikTok.
And the day of the game, the girl who was playing, she just dressed up. She put some makeup. She looks so beautiful. She's just sitting there. She's the queen. She is ready.
Before we hear her story, here's a beginner's guide to TikTok live battles or matches, a feature that's popular for users and TikTok creators right across the world. I watched one in October. An hour late, it started just before 11 p.m. London time, 1 a.m. in East Africa. My phone showed a split screen of two men. In our case, they're Somali influencers, representing two different tribes or clans. Each round of the battle lasts 5 minutes. There were more than 50,000 people watching. After all that build-up, when the first round started, not a great deal happened. Then the gifts started rolling in. Like the TikTok universe, it's a gift that costs more than $500 in real money and 44,999 coins. on screen, this one triggers an animation of people having a party. The winner is whoever receives the most coins. You can buy a whale swimming out of an underwater tunnel. The lion costs more than $400. There are leopards, rockets, and there's Zeus. Where the Greek god bursts on the screen and chucks a lightning bolt. There are cheaper gifts like the hat and moustache, which appear on the influencer's face. There's a nice red beret, or a seasonal pumpkin head. The total number of coins quickly runs into the millions. Doing battle basically means hyping up the viewers from your clan and asking for gifts, proving your superiority on the night. There's some encouragement to the viewers to give more gifts, but not a huge amount of chatter. After two rounds, the guy on the right won, to the sound of lions roaring again and again. And that's it. This is a whole new language and a digital currency featuring animated predators and futuristic cosmic realms. And there seems to be a fair amount of money involved. We need the help of an expert to help decode some of this. My Somali colleague, Bushra Mohammed, a journalist at BBC Africa, knows all about the games. We watched the event in October together. Hi Bushra, was this a fairly typical game?
Yeah, Jack. Actually, this was pretty standard. I started watching these games in 2022. The setup has always been the same. Two influencers from two different tribes, also known as clans. You should know that clans are really important in Somali culture. This can be positive. Clans can find ways for your sick relative. For example, the government of Somalia has a clan-based system too. But in Somali's civil war in 1991, many clans fought against each other. Hundreds of thousands of people died. Millions fled to the neighboring countries. And that is why clan identity can be a really sensitive topic today.
The game that we watched didn't seem particularly eventful. Did the clashes ever become more heated?
Yes, in that game, the influencers weren't saying much, but before the game, they were online for about 2 hours prior to the game, bigging up their clans and saying, we will finish the other side. But I have seen worse. They sometimes revisit the civil war, who won, what happened, and insult their ancestors, and even brag about having killed rivals.
Zara, in the US, became hooked.
Literally, you are excited and you just keep sending and you just want to get that win.
Did your side win that particular game?
Absolutely. They win. They always win my side.
She got into the big tribal game during the COVID lockdowns when we were all glued to our phones. A high roller, she is known in the game as a gifter, spending money on expensive items like the lion. She spent thousands of dollars in 2022... when it was decided which clan would be the queen of TikTok.
Actually, we have been waiting for the game almost 3 to 4 months. All the money I received, I'm not spending for myself, for my family, or for my school fee. I'm just spending on TikTok.
I asked her why she took part.
To me, personally, it's kind of like just to support the people where I was from, just to give them name.
For pride. It might be expressed in an unconventional setting, but she's talking about a connection to home. That's understandable. But it was money she could have been spending on her school fees. Victory brought her a high, but at what cost?
Whenever I see my account, the money I lost, I will be disappointed, actually. I will be sad. My parents, if they find out that I spent a lot of money in TikTok, they will be devastated. They will not be happy, but somehow it's kind of like addiction.
She questions why she gave away her money to people who never said thanks and to people who thrived on insulting others. But there is another crucial reason she went on to tell us, something altogether more sinister, that showed a darker side to the games. Coming up, we'll hear how Zara was verbally abused by an influencer in a horrible way. This is the documentary from the BBC World Service.
Deine Katze und du, ihr seid ein starkes Team. Und auch deine Allergie ändert daran nichts. Denn wir von Purina bringen euch wieder näher zusammen. mit Purina Pro Plan Live Clear, der ersten und einzigen Katzennahrung, die nachweislich Allergene reduziert. Hat alles, was deine Katze braucht und neutralisiert die Allergene auf ihren Haaren und Hautschuppen. Schon ab der dritten Fütterungswoche. Purina Pro Plan Live Clear. Jetzt entdecken. Im Tierbedarf und auf shop.purina.de.
ServiceNow unterstützt ihre Business-Transformation mit der KI-Plattform. Alle reden über KI, aber die KI ist nur so leistungsfähig wie die Plattform, auf der sie aufbaut. Lassen Sie die KI arbeiten, für alle. Beseitigen Sie Reibung und Frustration Ihrer Mitarbeiter und nutzen Sie das volle Potenzial Ihrer Entwickler. Mit intelligenten Tools für Ihren Service, um Kunden zu begeistern. All das auf einer einzigen Plattform. Deshalb funktioniert die Welt mit ServiceNow. Mehr auf servicenow.de/AI4People.
This is the documentary with me, Jack Goodman. And for BBC Trending, I'm investigating an online competition taking Somali social media by storm. Before we return to Zara, I want to know how these games are viewed in the Somali regions. Let's go to Mogadishu, the capital of Somalia.
Somali people, they are very social people. We usually meet at tea stalls around the city. Every tea stall, there is some few youths, some few elders who come together during the evenings, in the mornings, to drink tea together.
This is Saeed, a Somali teacher. The TikTok lives are the talk of the town.
In Somalia, now where I live, it is the only thing people talk about when it comes to social gatherings, how a certain tribe has been defeated.
Saeed is a keen contributor to a Reddit thread about Somalia and voiced his concerns about the language and insults being traded in the games. He's surprised they get away with it.
Somali influencers who live in diaspora countries, especially in Europe and America, they feel like they are protected because Somali language is not the first language spoken in America or Europe, but I'm very sure they would have been cancelled if they were speaking English because of what they are talking. It is something unbearable. They will fill you with a lot of hatred.
And Saeed isn't the only one who's concerned. We spoke to one of the most popular influencers in Somalia. Bilal Bouchawi has almost 2 million followers and is known for his fun videos and online challenges.
Even sometimes you will see some politicians and elders talking and joking about how their clan won last night's game. It's not something we should joke about.
He's been watching the spending on these seemingly quite frivolous events go up and up and picks out the irony.
It's really unfortunate spending that much money knowing Somalia is suffering and begging the world for help.
2 years ago, Bilal was attacked while he ate at a restaurant in Mogadishu. The perpetrators were never found, and he doesn't really know why he was targeted. But it's not uncommon for people in the public eye to face violence. And that's why he thinks it's rarer for influencers inside Somalia to engage with these games.
It's not easy to become famous in Somalia. And if you become, it's not easy to stay alive. Because, as you may know, Somalia is a country where the past 30 years was in civil war and now recovering. When the person is famous, it is easy to be targeted by the parties that are fighting.
The TikTok live games feed on confrontation and sometimes, at the very least, the appearance of aggression, whether staged or authentic. Crystal Abedin is the founder of the TikTok Cultures Research Network and a professor of internet studies at Curtin University in Australia. She says in the 2010s, influencer culture was all about inspiration and aspiration. We wanted to live like them. But people got bored of that.
And so many of these influencers turned to aggression, conflict, scandal, controversy in order to wrestle attention away from the aspiration and the companionship.
This is the backdrop to the flourishing trend of live battles. No doubt they get high viewing figures. But are these Somali influencers really getting rich quick? Do the maths on the coin spent, and it looks like they are. But Crystal, from her experience of researching influencers elsewhere, urges scepticism.
So I think by and large, a lot of followers get the impression that all the coins and the glittery graphics flowing through the screen indicate that there's a lot of cash flow going straight into the pockets of influencers. And really, the exact figure, the volume, or the breakdown in percentage is actually quite opaque. No one really knows for sure at that point.
She says there are unseen costs. The platform takes a cut. Sometimes there are people who manage the creators. Sometimes there is seed money to create the impression the giving is organic. She doesn't know the details of the Somali Games, but...
We also know from deeper research that oftentimes the first few donations or tokens are not actually from fans, but from influencers themselves, either managed by people in the back end, their managers, or a third party. And this is to give the impression that organic donations are coming in just to get the ball rolling. In fact, there is this whole shadow economy where sometimes creators are also able to rent coins. But at the end of the day, the agreement is that they get a cut of it and the volume of coins goes right back into their account through a transfer.
We don't know if this is happening with the big tribal games, but we have heard rumours that large gifts are coordinated to encourage more gifting and then the spoils are shared or recycled. Crystal believes influencers will often fake it till they make it and create an illusion of vast wealth. And although she hasn't studied the Somali Games, believes it's certainly plausible that's what's happening here. And behind the scenes, we certainly know some of the gifting is organised. Zara says she was in WhatsApp groups where like-minded gifters would strategise and ensure their side had enough funds in advance to secure victory for the influencers representing a particular clan. She got deeper and deeper into this world, but this led her into trouble. We've seen videos of a US-based Somali influencer with a large following insulting women, threatening to post private images and videos of them. Zara says this is actually quite common.
They find who you are, they grab your family photos, your picture, and they say, I'm going to expose you, I'm going to post your social media, I'm going to root your background.
He did exactly that to Zara. In a video posted on TikTok, he said he would expose her and threatened her with posting naked pictures.
Imagine your family see your photos in a naked body because they don't know it was AI photos. They don't know it was photoshopped. So you must do whatever they ask you. Otherwise, you have to say like, I'm sorry, I'm going to play the games for you.
This ordeal left Zara saying she was unable to sleep. She felt scared, worried her parents would be disappointed in her if they saw the pictures. She says she tried to report the account to TikTok, but she says this wasn't acted upon. She believes other women have been threatened in this way. We haven't seen images photoshopped of Zara or other women shared by him in the public domain. This man goes by Hussein Kibre online. We contacted him to put Zara's accusations to him, but he hasn't replied to our message. According to TikTok, Hussein Gebre's accounts that were shared by the BBC have been banned for violating their policies on adult sexual and physical abuse. Sadly, the discourse around the big games is often misogynistic, explains Bushra.
Most of the big gifters are women, but unfortunately, male influencers don't want to recognise that. And when influencers fight with each other, they often call each other a woman's name because they believe being a woman is an insult. And if an influencer doesn't win a game, he will verbally abuse his opponent's sister or mother. And what Zara went through is not new to the community. I have seen inappropriate videos of women being shared with clearly misogynistic messages.
When I first saw a graphic advertising one of these games, it instantly struck me as interesting. I wanted to find out how popular they were, how they were organised, and crucially, why people were taking part and handing over money to influencers who don't really do much in return. TikTok live battles are popular around the world, but it's the unique premise of the Somali big games that helps explain why they have taken off. The players and the audience support a side that is so important to them. Add in the financial element, and it's not surprising that these events drive high engagement. But as we heard, there are victims who have become entangled and need an exit. In a statement, a TikTok spokesperson said,
we prioritise the safety of our community with some of the industry's firmest streaming requirements, including specific policies for match content, customisable safety tools for viewers, and only allowing people over 18 to go live or send gifts.
TikTok says they moderate content in over 70 languages, including Somali. They added they might restrict access to live matches if sensitive topics are presented in an inflammatory manner. You've been listening to the documentary from the BBC World Service. I'm Jack Goodman from BBC Trending. My thanks to reporter Bushra Mohammed and producer Marta Pauzili. The programme was mixed by Hal Haynes and our editor is Flora Carmichael. If you'd like to get in touch, my email is jack.goodman@bbc.co.uk. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
Jetzt ist Herbst und bald stehen schon wieder die Feiertage vor der Tür. Das kann auch für Hunde ganz schön stressig sein. Viele Vierbeiner reagieren unter anderem mit einer gestörten Verdauung und das ist wiederum Stress für ihre Besitzer. Aber es gibt schnelle und einfache Hilfe, das Probiotikum Purina ProPlan Fortiflora. Streu einfach einen Beutel über das tägliche Futter. Die außergewöhnliche Zusammensetzung mit lebenden guten Darmbakterien stellt das Gleichgewicht im Darm wieder her. Natürlich kannst du ProPlan Fortiflora auch präventiv oder bei alltäglichen Verdauungsbeschwerden einsetzen. Es unterstützt auch bei Ernährungsumstellungen oder Antibiotikaeinnahme. Purina ProPlan Fortiflora. Jetzt auf shop.purina.de.
ServiceNow unterstützt ihre Business-Transformation mit der KI-Plattform. Alle reden über KI, aber die KI ist nur so leistungsfähig wie die Plattform, auf der sie aufbaut. Lassen Sie die KI arbeiten, für alle. Beseitigen Sie Reibung und Frustration Ihrer Mitarbeiter und nutzen Sie das volle Potenzial Ihrer Entwickler. Mit intelligenten Tools für Ihren Service, um Kunden zu begeistern. All das auf einer einzigen Plattform. Deshalb funktioniert die Welt mit ServiceNow. Mehr auf servicenow.de/AI for People.